Welcome back, everyone, to season 4 of the Aquarium Podcast. It's been a while, almost a year of writing, in fact, but we are ready to go again, so let's get started. In this episode, I wanted to speak about the obsession with aquascaping enthusiasts, which is to only after a few months of their fish tank being scaped to rip it up and start again. A while back, I was looking through my social media pages and couldn't help noticing a trend with these absolutely stunning aquariums that there is this desire to pull them apart after only a few months of being set up. It seems like it's more common now than ever before, but I mean, why? In the past, I worked as an electrical engineer, and there was always this old saying, if it's not broke, then don't fix it. And that's what I always wonder with these fish tanks. Why, after spending so many hours creating these elaborate and often expensive aquariums, do we feel the need to rip them to pieces and start again? Sometimes I think part of it, especially on the social media front, is the need to be relevant with the rest. I think it's fair to say the average hobbyist these days has multiple tanks, but not enough to keep them busy throughout the year, so the urge to try something new is always hindered by the aquariums you already have, and if there's no space or money to have more, then the only option is to take down the one you have and create something new to show off. I often touch on the fact that social media can be a minefield for our well-being, and in moderation it can be okay, but we often get obsessed with the likes and the followers, then we forget why we started the hobby in the first place. It wasn't to showboat on Instagram, it was because we loved keeping fish in our homes, right? I know it's not always the case. Sometimes that aquascape we built didn't work out, or the plants died off, or circumstances changed which forced the aquarium to be taken down and rebuilt, like moving home. So there can be genuine reasons why this could have happened, and rightfully so. If it doesn't make us happy, then it has to change, doesn't it? Part of me feels that a lot of this stems from the pandemic, and with it comes being stuck at home or just boredom, and so with any hobby it becomes so much more important for us to keep our minds busy by being creative, and as many would argue, aquascaping is considered a form of art. Then it's not surprising people want to satisfy their need to create. There's a similar thing happening with competition aquariums, which I think probably takes it to a further level, in which the aquarium is created purely for a certificate, then shortly after torn apart for the next one. I think the thing that we need to really be mindful of when making the decisions to rescape is to consider what impact this has on the aquatic animals that we have. If it's an empty tank and full of plants, then there's more freedom to play away, but it's important to remember we create these aquariums to keep our pets in, and this is their home after all. I wonder how it would feel to the creator if the home was destroyed every few months and a new house built. I think it would be very unsettling. I do think long term that's a lot of unnecessary stress to place on our animals just to quench a need. Maybe I'm overthinking the situation, but it's something to bear in mind for me. I found a quote online recently by Vince Lombardi, who was an American football coach, and he said, "The joy is in creating, not maintaining." Although a completely different field of expertise, it still to me feels like this message rings true to many walks of life in art, and I wonder if this is why so many people have their desire to break down their fish tank after such a small amount of time has passed, is because they enjoy the build part and not necessarily the other bits. Don't get me wrong, I think we're all, myself included, get a massive kick seeing that empty fish tank ready to be created sitting there. It's, as many would say, a blank canvas to create that magical piece of art. I can't speak for everyone here, but I can't help but finding myself enjoying my aquariums mature over time though, watching the plants grow wild or the decay of botanicals as they gradually break down. Something about them on their own invites desire for me. Art can be found in many forms, and it doesn't always have to be bright and flash to be attractive. It's the details in the little small parts of nature the real art is in. If you just look at the inside of a tree trunk and see the pattern of rings, for me shows how amazing nature is, creating patterns to show the age or the bark on the tree with all their weird and wonderful shapes. Is it not wonderful to see your fish grow and suddenly become more colourful and happier as time goes by as they settle into their new home, and maybe having the pleasure of watching nature do its thing when our fishes begin spawning? Is it not the coolest thing when you notice a hitchhiker has appeared on a plant and suddenly you have a whole new animal in your tank, whether it be a snail, a shrimp, or in some cases a fish? In the saltwater side of the hobby, it's expected to have mature aquariums, as that's when water quality becomes more stable and balanced, which aids the support of growth in corals, as they are known to be affected by these parameters. Why is it, then, in freshwater, it's any different? The effects are still there for the animals and even the plants in a freshwater aquarium. The fish will still suffer stress, lack of colour, and even plants will struggle to establish themselves if they keep getting pulled out, replanted, or replaced. They generally will often melt back as the plant adapts to the new area in which it now needs to live, with new light and the change of nutrient level in that location. There's a quote I found recently from Lomas Dope: "Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory." For me, this solidifies the point I'm trying to make. You never know what might happen with your aquarium when you just let nature do its thing. It's a powerful force and can invite some truly magnificent things to happen. Our plants grow wild and more vibrant as they settle in, and in turn do wonders long term for water quality. This also enables small fishes and fry to find homes within the leaves and stems. The same can be said about female fish finding some place they feel truly comfortable to lay their eggs or birth fry. We see the evolution of the ecosystems. We create active substrates which come alive with small crustaceans like copepods, which in turn are a natural food source for fish. Funguses appear on natural items like driftwood or dead leaves, creating natural food for shrimp and fish. It's also amazing to watch the breakdown of materials such as leaves as they decay. You experience the skeleton of the leaf. To the artistic eye, this can be something spectacular. To me, right there, that's the real value. Watching my aquariums mature and building not only a home for my animals, but a tiny ecosystem. No, it will never be as good as the natural habitats, but at least allowing nature to do its thing, rather than, as we tend to do, as humans, have to interfere. I think that's when you see the true beauty in this hobby. We have aquariums on our homes to give us something to watch and unwind after a stressful day to enjoy fish, swim, or the flow of plants and coral swaying in the current. To experience those little rare moments of nature come alive in the glass boxes we keep in the corners of our rooms. For some, aquascaping brings them the same joy, to unwind and get creative, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with that at all. If it makes you happy, then that's all that matters. All I'm saying is sometimes maybe just take a step back before you break down your next aquarium and just admire what you've already created, a space for your pets to call their home. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I shall see you in the next one.